This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 634, recorded August 7th, 2019. I am Brian Kilby. And with me this week, we have Chris.
Yeah, it's the year is certainly getting on, isn't it?
It is. Matt.
Yes, sadly, I'm here.
Yes. High energy this week. High energy.
Sad for you, not for us.
No, yeah, right. Diecast.
Is it New York Comic Con yet?
Two more months.
Come on, New York Comic Con.
And Rob.
Hi.
Guys, such excited. Actually, there is stuff to talk about this week. I was trying to be sarcastic, but there's some neat stuff going on this week that we can talk about. And
yeah, we didn't have a New York Comic Con, but we did have an event in Mexico, which is,
yeah, what was that? What was it even called?
I believe it was the Unboxing Toy Convention.
That is so weird. Is it like a YouTube thing?
I don't know. This is the first time I ever heard of it.
Okay, that's weird. Hey, before we get started, a few things I want to plug real quick. Hey, our Roku channel updated this week. It is now, at least for me, from what I understand, it's a little snappier. It's quicker. Now all of Diecast reviews are more cleanly organized. So if you have a Roku and you want to watch the show, or even if you don't, just subscribe. Go to your Roku channel store and search for Radio Free Cybertron, or the easiest way is just go to tfradio.net/Roku. It'll take you to the page where you sign into your Roku and hit add, and you have it. So, but Diecast reviews are there. As long as he reminds me to add them as he records them, I will make sure they're on. So, we also, Diecast, you had a new episode of There Goes My Money this weekend. This first one this year.
Wow.
This year?
Yes.
Wow.
There Goes My Money is also on the Roku channel, but not this one since Diecast didn't do video.
Not retired yet, though, so.
No, so you know, neither, because I'm actually working on another episode. Neither is What's Happened to the Headmasters. I've got like 5 or 6 in the can. I want to get like, I think I want to do finish the series off before I post them. I think that's where I'm going. Yeah, so I've got like 5 or 6 in the can. I'm going to record a couple more here next week, and you know, then just sprinkle them over the next 15 years. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, another thing I want to mention is I was talking to Anthony or Ant from TFU.info over the last couple of days, and he had shared some insights with me that he had from a John Warden interview that I didn't even realize was out there from a Slate.com podcast. And he had shared it in the most recent, TFU News and Reviews podcast. I don't know if that's if it's right now behind the Patreon paywall. I don't know if he does that one behind Patreon, but I got a chance to listen to it. And he had a lot of really interesting insights on it. And did some speculation about based on the fact that John tends to hint on what's to come. It's definitely worth checking out. So just go ahead and search for that if you don't already subscribe. So wanted to make sure I got that stuff out there. Hey, did anybody get anything this week? Somebody want to go before me?
I'll go before you, because then I can steal your thunder.
That's not my thunder. Go ahead.
Well, the only thunder I knew about until we started the show, and that was just kind of my plan. So, thanks to the help of our own Headmaster Don, I have the Sea Drainmakers.
What do you think?
Must be nice.
So pretty.
Yes, it was kind of fun. I managed to steal these from Matt. The first spare set Don could find, I was able to grab these out from under Matt. So he's still waiting.
Even though I responded to the you know, phone chain first, you know, I still didn't get them. That's
fine. He texted us with that.
Yeah. Okay, but Matt, what's important here is that we did successfully conspire to make sure Diecast didn't get them.
This is true. That was the most important outcome.
Going to be third anyway, so that didn't bother me at all.
Did you guys miss them on Target.com?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't.
So, as I understand, they did restock on Target.com at least one time, but every time they've been in stock on the website, it's been very, very briefly. And versus what it looked like a couple weeks ago, the availability is expanding in stores. Some of the local stores in Tennessee have shown at least a little bit of stock. But I got to thinking about it, and because Don's sales tax is so much lower than what I pay here.
You have no income tax, though.
Yeah, there is no state income tax. So a set of these where Don got them before shipping totaled $83. If I bought them, they would have been almost $89.
Hmm.
And Target is a 45-minute drive one way in any direction. So any location that would have had them, I would have been doing almost 100 miles of travel, so like 3 gallons of gas. Just altogether, it ended up being cheaper or just about as cheap with the shipping to have Don send me a set. And, you know, then I also don't have to, like, go and do a three-hour tour to get to a Target and back, and also risk them not having them on the shelves, even though the website or Brickseek say that they're in stock. So for the Donanomics of my time, especially, I think this was a superior outcome. I'm pretty happy with this set. The overall quality control on the samples I have is pretty consistent and generally pretty good. Little gumminess in a couple of the ankles where the tilts don't quite want to work. They tend to want to snap back to their resting positions. But like compared to how Red Wing felt at first and some of the issues with Starscream, like these are the most immediately solid feeling examples of the Seeker mold so far. And I really like the colors on them too. Like in person, the colors are super vibrant.
They need paint though.
They do kind of, but I think when we have Skywarp and Thundercracker on hand too, the contrast between the contrast between the simple decos of the Rainmakers and the more complex decos of the actual character Seekers is probably going to be
more. Are they the same color blue?
They are virtually the same color. So Adam Paulus, Adam 16-bit on Twitter, posted pictures of Thundercracker and I think that's Ion Storm side by side. And there is a subtle difference in the blues. Thundercracker looks a little tiny bit lighter, slightly less saturated. But yeah, they are virtually the same color.
Yeah, it's easier to spot in person.
Or in well-calibrated photography, yeah. Like you'll see from me at some point.
Yes.
And how'd you get Thundercracker? Because Hasbro Pulse says, like, it's not coming out.
If you pre-ordered it on Amazon early, it's shipped out already.
Yes, but if you waited like me, then you got bumped back. So I still...
Likewise.
Well, I just thought I'll go with Hasbro Pulse because they should be quicker.
Yeah, no. Okay, so like it's not a consistent thing. Sometimes Hasbro Pulse is just as fast or even a day or two faster than Amazon to get the stuff in stock. Other times they have their ETA well behind and they follow through on that more often than not. So color-wise, the only one that I don't entirely like is Acid Storm.
Really?
And mostly because I like the shade of green on the 2008 Seeker version of that better. The darker and a little bit more muted.
Oh, I like this better.
I mean, it's certainly a vibrant color, and as most new colors that I photograph do, it helped me to dial in my color calibration a little bit more accurate than it was before. So, like, that's a benefit, too. I want a little bit darker, richer, more saturated green than this. The fluorescence of this is interesting. It's interesting to look at. It's just... I'm so used to the old Acid Storm toy with a darker color. This doesn't look like Acid Storm in my brain. I really do like the colors, though, on these two. The yellow on... I'm going to call him Lemon Pledge because I can't remember which one he actually is.
I don't even bother remembering the names of people anymore, so I'm not going to remember the names of the Rainmakers.
Lemon Pledge has a yellow with a similar quality to Titans Return Weird Wolf, which I always enjoyed how that looked. And it also was really fun to photograph. And I took a test shot of these earlier today and had kind of the same result. So I'm pretty pleased with the yellow they picked for this. And I just really like blue in this shade range. So they are fairly monochromatic. You know, there's not a lot of variation in their color or anything much to break it up. But
not supposed to be. I mean.
Yeah, I know. And in the jet modes, it's fine. I don't care about that. I even like that they use the gray as the accent color instead of something that pops more like Thundercracker's red.
It's black.
But in the robot modes.
On Thundercracker, that little section.
No, but like on the wings, it's the red
stripes. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant on the... in front of like the...
Yeah, no, that was just the biggest area of gray, so I was pointing at that because it's the most visible on camera. But yeah, you're right. No, but I like that in jet mode. In robot mode, I wish there was just a little bit more contrasting. Like, it doesn't even have to have like a secondary color added. It just needs more of a gray or a black mixed in somewhere, so it's not so much unbroken field of one color.
Question.
I mean, I get that it's accurate to... sorry, Rob, one sec. I get that it's accurate to the source material. I like a little bit more imagination and priority on making it look good in reality. Now, Rob, sorry.
Ah, no problem. Is the monochromatic nature of them going to make it any easier to clean the battle damage deco off than it would be for other instances of this mold?
As far as I can tell, they have the exact same paint masking as Starscream does, or Red Wing. At least in the jet modes. Yeah, there might be some slight variation to it in the robot mode, since there is more solid colorness. Like, on the legs, the only paint seems to be the battle damage, so you'd probably be okay there.
Okay.
Otherwise, though, I think the worst thing you have to look out for is just to not take off the Decepticon symbols on the outer surface of the wings, because there is a little bit of overlap there.
Okay.
I've been thinking about moving select areas of battle damage, like from the different seekers, just so they might all have battle damage, but they don't all have the same battle damage.
Yeah.
So if you look, you could totally take off just like certain regions, so there's like unique qualities to them. It is gonna be kind of when we have all 7 of these by the end of this month, most of us. When we have all 7 of them standing next to each other and they all have identical battle damage patterns and mostly identical paint operations otherwise, it is going to look more than slightly ridiculous, yes.
So looking at the...
That's one of the reasons battle damage is just a bad idea.
Yeah, so looking at the battle damage on, Ion Storm versus Thundercracker. So here, Thundercracker is... what's that? Pete, what is that part of his jet mode called? The intake, whatever, on the backside, you can see.
Yeah, I mean it's intakes in the robot mode because that's what it corresponds to for the G1 body style.
So you can see the battle damage there. But on Ion Storm or whatever he's called, again, I'm never going to bother remembering the names. The paint there matches the paint color of the battle damage. So I vaguely, I vaguely think that either they just completely failed to paint that over, or they did, and it just blends in.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at that on mine now too, and yeah. So the battle damage color they chose for this is Nova Storm. Apparently, the battle damage color they chose for this is basically the same. If you get the light shining on it just right, you can see the battle damage on the gray section.
Yeah, but I see it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't actually know it was there because I didn't even realize until you started talking about it. Good job, guys.
I think it kind of blends in on Red Wing, too, because they use darker colors for the battle damage on that.
On Blue Jeans here, it's at least silver battle damage, so it does show up against the nose cone color. But yeah, that's all I got this week. I'm pretty happy with it. It's an expensive set, but it is cheaper than getting 3 Voyagers separately. So, you know, thankful for small favors.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go next. I got the Seekers, of course, or the Rainmakers. Plus, I got Thundercracker because mine shipped. A couple things though that I want to mention that are minor, off topic, but they're kind of, you know, I kind of want to think of the podcast is. It's a Transformers podcast. It's the Transformers podcast. But, you know, we covered Hasbro stuff. G.I. Joe's dead, but the core's still around. So my Walmart going through the reset had the core fake Dino Riders figures, whatever. I don't even know what they're called.
Oh, nice.
Man, but, I ask a question.
Yeah.
Is that a steam engine on the back of that Triceratops?
It looks like I don't think it's a steam engine. I think of it as like, what's the word? Generator or something? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a steam engine.
Well, I mean, depends on. Like, sure, I'm thinking like diesel one. Or something. So, but yeah, so but they got these on clearance for like $7. And as I posted on Twitter, you know, the core is rarely, for me personally, a replacement for G.I. Joe. The vehicles sure are, but the action figures aren't. But sometimes they're way more awesome. And this is an instance where I think they're way more awesome. So I got them for like $7 each. So, as your Target is clearancing a Target, as your Walmart is clearancing out stuff for the reset, check and see if they have them. They're worth $7 each.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, and that's something else I got. You know, I don't like knockoffs when it comes to like stuff that is a counterfeit, but when it comes to stuff that's like a knockoff that is, you know, weird and funny and crazy in its own way, I've been collecting that stuff for 25 years. I love that. DVD, Dave Van Domlin was showing off a Micromaster Hot Rodimus knockoff that he got that he had painted, and asked him where he got it, and he said he got it from Wish.com. Yeah, so basically, I ordered a bunch of knockoff Micromasters and Minicons, and they're generic, so I don't even really... I honestly didn't care what they were. He said you basically had to buy a bunch to get the Hot Rodimus. I think I spent like $15, and I got one, but I got a knockoff Micromaster Hot Rodimus that is... it's not the same quality as my other Hot Rodimus, the actual Hot Rodimus, but it, you know, it's not bad, and this could be fun to paint, and I love this toy. I think we all remember that I paid $400 for Star Convoy just for Micromaster Hot Rodimus. So,
yep, I remember.
Yeah, so that was a little crazy. One more vaguely off-topic thing. I don't know that I can get it on camera. John has this, and Diecast has it, but now I have it. Oh, the thing is up. So I'll try to show it.
Turn your camera upside down.
Yeah, I'll try to show it. So I got the Lego Voltron.
Yeah, we can kind of see that.
Yeah, so, you know, that's great and all, but here's the thing, it's great about mine. $45.
Nice.
And it's not a knockoff.
Ooh.
So $45. So the sister of a friend works for Lego, and she was telling me that her sister can get her, like, occasionally can get her, like, damaged box stuff, and, you know, for a discount. So I pulled in a favor. It's the only favor I have. Like, I don't even have a favor to get my kids stuff for Christmas from Lego. So, you know, nobody messaged me asking if I can get them one. I can't. But I got Voltron for $45. So I'm very happy with that.
Nice.
And the other thing, last thing I got, let's see here. I got, in addition to my Rainmaker set, I ended up getting the Micromaster set.
Hmm.
So they're awesome. I mean, you know, for what they are. What I really like, especially, for some of them, are the G1 inspired paint decos. And again, I don't even remember the names of these Micromasters, but this one has a Cosmos inspired deco. Where's the other one? This one right here has a Vortex inspired deco. These are just as far as repaints goes, these are slick. And I lucked out, and when Target.com had these available like the Sunday morning 2 weeks ago, I was able to get them. So, yeah.
The Micromaster set is still available on Target's website, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. It was yesterday when I looked.
Because there are Micromasters and no one cares.
Not as much as they care about Seekers.
Yeah. But,
or there's just more of them.
Yeah. For a 10 pack for like, what is it? $50?
40.
40. It's totally, it's worth it. It's worth it. So yeah, very pleased with that. That's what I got. Plus my Walmart's going through the reset, and I went there 6 times yesterday looking for Soundwave. Yes. Like in the middle of the reset. Like, so they keep putting out more stuff and putting out more stuff. I'm like, well, if I go back, I can maybe catch, you know, Soundwave before somebody gets it, because those things always tend to go quick at my store. And I went 6 times.
I saw Soundwave out here one day last week, and they are all gone.
Here's the thing, listeners who pay attention will remember that I said I don't give a crap about getting another Soundwave. I don't care, I've got like 10, I don't need another one. But what have I been doing? I've been constantly checking my Walmart, see if I can get one. So,
but I'm just saying, Optimus Prime sat around here until they clearanced out like last week. Finally, the last one disappeared, and Soundwave is just gone.
Starscream
already.
Soundwave's a better toy.
Yeah, Starscream and Devastator sold out like that here.
Yeah, those went fast here too. Optimus Prime, I know they restocked a couple times before the clearance wave went through.
Yeah, but I guess where I was going though, my Walmart is going through the clearance, so I managed to find their Marvel 80th Anniversary Captain America, just because made me happy. Yeah. You know, just sharing that because of Matt. I do not buy Marvel Legends movie figures, but you know, I have like every single version of Captain America that's come out, and I will continue to buy more Captain Americas and comic designs as long as they make them.
My Walmart put out their Marvel 80th anniversary stuff too, so I got Colossus versus Juggernaut.
Oh, I want that. Ooh. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I really like the helmet.
The helmet is nice, but they had Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor too, but this set was kind of pricey, so I just went with this today.
With all the plastic.
I didn't see Thor. Yeah. I skipped on Iron Man. I will get Thor, though, when I see it.
Yeah. So, Juggernaut is just the Build-A-Figure Juggernaut, you know, in one package. This is nice and heavy, too. But he does have interchangeable hands, as well as the torn-up helmet and the face with the swapped-out head with a black eye and a fat lip.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one. I will pick that up. I've got that.
Colossus is nice and shiny in his package too. So.
I've got the Captain America with the motorcycle on pre-order. Anything else, Matt?
I did from Amazon pick up the Blu-ray of the Star Trek Deep Space Nine, What We Left Behind documentary.
Oh, I got that too. So yes. That came. I didn't even realize it was out. It came in the mail. I'm like, holy crap. Have you watched it yet?
I think the release day was yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I got home and it went directly from the mailbox into the Blu-ray player. So,
is it good?
Yeah. How's the HD really, footage? Really enjoyed it. Oh, it looks gorgeous.
I forgot. Was the HD footage something that somebody had remastered, or was it original?
I'm not sure.
They basically picked and chose from what they thought would be the best and got from the archives original film.
So it's film. Okay.
They did the same process for the Next Generation stuff, just on a miniature scale, just for this. As I remember from watching the after feature at during the theatrical showing of this, they were originally going to have just a tiny little bit of HD converted footage. And as they went through it, they just wanted to keep, they like kept coming up with more and more stuff they wanted to have. And I think it ended up being like 20 or 30 minutes worth of converted footage.
I can't wait.
They even were able to do one of the later series big CGI space battles in HD.
Like season 6, season 7?
They had some of the source footage available for that.
Yeah, when Starfleet breaks through the Dominion line to retake Deep Space Nine.
Ah, nice. Man. I can't wait. Is that Favor of the Bold? That's not Favor.
Sacrifice of Angels?
Sacrifice of Angels.
Probably.
God, awesome.
I mean, it's the same two-parter.
Yeah. Okay. Hey,
but yeah, that's a beautiful documentary, and I highly recommend everybody who even tangentially cares about Deep Space Nine to
Triplett and I may watch it this weekend then when he comes
over.
You
should. Definitely should.
I could have sat through like the whole documentary just listening to Andrew Robinson talk about Garrick, honestly. Yeah.
Oh man. Okay.
So if you haven't get the novel, the Star Trek novel, he wrote a Stitch in Time. It has there's like a foreword in it that talks about some of his methodology for developing Garrick.
It's on Kindle.
Even easier then.
Yeah,
I actually have a physical copy.
I remember when you got it, and I was jealous.
I was with you when you found it. Yeah,
that was at McKay's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, jealous. Yeah. Okay.
Like $2.
Okay, I guessed. What'd you get?
That guy's got muted apparently.
I got Grimlock.
Another one?
Yeah, this is the Gigapower.
Gigapower sounds like a PC manufacturer.
They all look the same.
He is.
All of those Grimlocks look exactly just like they knocked off the official masterpiece.
He is the biggest Grimlock.
Is he?
So, I'm a Grimlock fan, of course. So he's a big bot, and he's heavy.
How much was it? $1 million.
No, I think he's like, I don't know, 150 or something like that.
How much was
for real or in Taobao money?
Well, Taobao money is different, but I think for real, he's like 150.
Aegis 3 and Up has it for $200.
Okay, maybe 200 then.
For pre-order though. Okay.
Well, I get them fast because they're direct.
Direct from China.
Direct from China.
When customs doesn't eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when they decide to actually ship them instead of let them sit there for like a month.
Tony B is like, Diecast, you're a fan of everything. This is true. And the, hey, tfradio.net/live, or actually, I guess, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Get notifications when we're live. You can join us in the chat. We follow along. So,
well, we do the best we can. Sometimes we still miss some stuff. Yeah, if it's we hard get sometimes. Like, engrossed.
Yeah. Yeah. What else, Diecast? Is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, well, your wife.
It's going to be a short one we got this week.
Yeah, your wife must be happy about that one.
Yeah.
Rob, what'd you get?
Not too much. I got, first off, I got the new vintage collection, Luke Skywalker, the one from the end of The Last Jedi. That is a really pretty nice figure from what little I've looked at it so far. It's pretty good, pretty good articulation, definitely better than the last one they did. And, it, you know, it looks pretty good. Hasbro Pulse had a coupon when all those pre-orders went up on the Night of 1000 pre-orders, so I got it for like $8. Also, I got when I was at Walgreens, they marked down the last one of the last two Power of the Prime Deluxes they have sitting around forever. So I finally got Sinner Twin, and
I'm sorry,
I've heard he's the weakest of the Terracons, but I actually like him. I think I'm actually pretty pleased with it. All in all, when everybody said that, I was kind of expecting like things to be seriously wrong with it. And the biggest problem I've had is that tabbing the back end together, both halves kind of seem to want to go first. And that is kind of difficult to parse out. But other than that, I like it. I like the neck articulation, because I'd really, they don't show it that way on any of the, you know, documentation, but I'd really kind of like the heads to be facing upwards when it's in the various limb modes, and the ball joints seem like they'll allow that. So,
and they absolutely do.
Good.
Very, very poseable.
Yeah. So I have now started down the road of Terracons about like 2 years too late, but I'm actually liking this quite a bit, so I'm not regretting this purchase. It's a pretty nice figure.
Good.
What was the other Power of the Primes Deluxe Walgreens had?
Dreadwind, I think.
I was figuring it was that either that or Dreads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How much did you say you paid for it?
Maybe $13.
No, it's not bad at all. Not
terrible, but I do feel like a chump now because I know I passed up at least one Terracon for cheaper at Target on clearance once because I did not want to get halfway through another combiner, and you know, now here I am.
I vaguely remember that, and that might have also been Sinner Twin.
I want to say there was a cutthroat at least, but you know, it's, you know, can't be helped. I'll get to it eventually.
Again, in the chat, Tony B said that he wishes he could be Diecast's kid. We could probably make that happen. That could be a Patreon level if we ever do a Patreon.
If you pre-order enough Unicrons, Diecast will probably adopt you.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Which will be handy because you'll need the financial support.
Yes.
Yeah, true. Hey, so Don, Jason, and John are not here this week. They are on assignment. So speaking of Unicron, let's jump to the Unicron report. Diecast, why don't you tell us about
Unicron? Unicron Watch 2019.
Yes.
Well, we have a transforming Unicron video.
Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about that. Tell us where Unicron is first.
Oh, well, now you're going to put me on spot.
It's 2289.
2289. So it's not moved that much in last week. But we do have that transforming Unicron video.
Yeah. So what I've noticed is Hasbro and Takara are really trying to get out and share and get people to talk about this, which is what we're doing right now. But yeah, it's hardly relatively budged in the last week. So
yeah, it's scaring me a little bit.
So, but are you confident that it's still going to get backed?
I'm still confident. I'm a little less confident than I was last week.
You know, I wanted to come out. I want people to understand that. I'm being a little provocative, I guess, when I ended this, but I wanted to come out. But if I were a betting man right now, I'd be betting that it don't.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, we're just under 200 new backers from this time last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
So
I'm still willing to bet we'll make it I'm just very, very nervous.
I'm still holding my conclusion at about 4,000 or so.
Okay, so Diecast is willing to bet. So let's figure this out. Okay, let's make this bet. The last time you and I bet something, it was prior to it was for a U.S. release of Masterpiece Ultra Magnus. You said it would come out before Shardacon 2015, which I never collected on that bet because Shardacon 2015 never happened. But neither did that Masterpiece.
Yeah, that was kind of a double loser.
Yeah, but neither did that Masterpiece Ultra Magnus in the U.S. as a domestic release. So we got to figure out something here. I'll bet that it doesn't come out. You bet that it does come out. What do we do?
I will get a Unicron tattoo if it doesn't come out.
No.
Where?
Where does it have to be? I was thinking about maybe on my chest, like right here.
You'll get a Unicron tattoo if it doesn't come out.
Yeah, just his head. I was thinking about just having like a damaged Unicron head. Dude,
That
seems appropriately symbolic, yes.
And I will stream it.
Ooh. Okay, well, you need to know. Okay, so I know what this needs to be. It needs to be the damaged Unicron head, and underneath it needs to be the number of backers it ended with.
Ooh.
Yes.
God, dude.
So you'll always remember how far short it fell.
I'm not getting a tattoo. I'm not going to get a tattoo.
No, that's fine. I'll do that.
So
I'm going to have $575 to play with. So I'm sure that'll come.
Okay. Good point.
Or alternately, if Unicron fails, Diecast still gets a tattoo, but of the Seacons.
Or Cookie Monster.
Okay.
Can I just get the Seacons written on my butt? That way I can sit on them all the time.
Yeah. Seacons tramp stamp. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not getting it. I got to figure out. I have to. So if Unicron is back. I mean, I was thinking something like along the lines of like, I'll wear a t-shirt that says Diecast was right at TFCon, but that's a little lame. That's lame sauce compared to what you're doing.
That's fine.
If Unicron gets made, you have to buy an extra Seacon of your choice and have it repainted into Unicron colors.
Yeah, we know a couple of people who can do that.
Okay. I will do that. And is that okay?
I feel like I should get that. I nominate Tentacle to be, if it backs,
I'll get an extra Seacon, get it repainted, and then it'll be Diecast.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think we have a wager, gentlemen.
I don't know. That seems like awfully low stakes compared to getting a tattoo.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
Depends on.
I wouldn't get a tattoo either.
I'll get Turtler.
There you go.
So Tentacle seems like a better Unicron choice.
Yeah, but who cares? It Turtler costs more. That's the.
Yes, well, if you get that right, you ought to just make the bet that you'll get a whole set of Seacons and have all of them painted in Unicron colors.
No.
Well, they're a little expensive, which I'm sure is in the topics.
We'll get to that later. Yeah. There's something in the show notes.
But yeah, we did also have the video come out of the one Unicron prototype that actually is capable of transforming being transformed.
It's pretty much what I expected. I mean,
yes, you peel the surface of the planet off and you fold it up and then you unfold a robot out from the middle.
The video was a little strange.
Well, you have to keep in mind that is a resin prototype, which means it's pretty fragile. I mean, mostly resin. There's obviously some other flexible materials in there because some of the pieces you could see kind of bending as they were going along. And resin doesn't bend. Resin snaps.
Yeah.
But you have to imagine that they had to stop at various points to make sure that, nothing was damaging where they couldn't see it, and also staging for subsequent shots to make sure that if they can only do this once that they get the video.
I did like that in the video there was at least a panel down, a panel might be a bad word for it, but a piece down at the bottom of the foot that kind of lifted up to hold the panels in place, so they're not just going to be loose on the back of the leg or the side of the leg, which I thought was really good.
On the production Unicron, that would probably just be reduced to a Velcro strap.
So I'm having to.
I did like how they got the fist reveal right in the arm transformation. I found that be pretty cool. Satisfying.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that, like, whatever stuff was in like particular detail in the movie for how the transformation worked. I don't mean like the, you know, the little undulating tiny panels that could never be replicated at toy scale. But yeah, for something like the way the hand comes out or the unfolding of the feet, as much as is practical for something that has to support its own weight, like you'd think they'd want to get that engineering right and to match up as much as possible. It's iconic imagery. It's what this team is all about.
And then there's still things about
hard to do from a sphere, though.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's nice to see that they got as close as they did.
Yeah.
So just as a heads up, I had to pre-order. It's authorized, but it's not paid for yet. A second Turtler. So just to be on the safe side.
Oh, so, yeah. The pre-orders for that end before the Unicron period, don't they? So yeah. You're going to end up with a bonus Turtler no matter what.
3 days before.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the Seacons before Unicron.
Yeah, but we'll get to that.
But there's still things about this Unicron that they are not showing. Like, they have not shown the damaged face yet.
Probably because it doesn't exist as a physical piece, or at least not as part of that prototype.
So I'm just like, there's still some meat on the bone that they haven't pulled off.
Technically, there's as much meat on the bone as they want there to be, because these are just prototypes, 3D printed, resin cast, whatever, but like it's all basically one-off productions. There's not steel toolings laid down. They can add or take away whatever they want.
They can show us the changes they want.
Yeah, they can show us a render to show us these features. It doesn't have to be on the prototype.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, not all this might be that far locked in. It could be, you know, drawings on a napkin level. Like, they know that if it gets to the point where they can send this to production, they're going to develop that and include it, but it's not something that exists in a presentable format right now.
Yeah,
that's how early we are in the development of this. That's the point I'm trying to get across in general, not just to, you know, step on all of your thoughts here, Diecast. It's as Unicron's been 18 months to get to where it is now, but it's still technically pretty damn early in the process of designing a toy.
Yeah,
but yeah, I still think there's some more stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Revealed and shown to us, and I hope they do it soon, because we need to get people excited and start backing, you know, the people that didn't back so far. And we went into that a little bit on There Goes My Money with Kevin from Unicron.com.
There Goes My Money. That should be the new name.
There Goes My Money. There Goes My Money with Unicron.com. Kevin, he was able to be on, and we talked for about 50 minutes just about Unicron, and we called it episode number 574.99.
Yeah,
it's
an unofficial episode. No, it's not. It's an official. We should have got video of that, because that'd have been great for the Roku channel, tfradio.net/Roku.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Let's go ahead and jump to the news. This isn't like in any significant order, but I love like Happy Meal toys and stuff. So this is not Happy Meal. It's what are the cool kids meal?
King Jr. meal.
What? King Jr. meal. They're going to be Cyberverse toys, which look a lot like Cyberverse toys, and My Little Pony figures from Burger King. So
yeah. So actually, since the show started, it looks like Jack has put up a gallery on T-Formers of the Optimus Prime from this promotion.
Hmm. Are they already for sale?
Yes. Well, evidently.
Okay. Well, I guess after the show,
available now.
I guess after the show, I'm going to Burger King then.
And Don can go.
Hopefully, it won't turn out like the last time where you got toys from a completely wrong promotion.
That was McDonald's. So.
But still.
Oh wow, that looks nice, actually.
Yeah. Surprisingly, a lot of paint.
And it's fitting that Jack got an Optimus Prime. He's probably just done.
Well, I'm sure that's not an accident, Brian.
No. Yeah, I know.
No.
Yeah, he loves his Optimus Primes. Yeah, he was showing off his big convoy stuff, and there was like at least one lucky draw in it. And I'm like, oh god.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think he's actually got two or three different lucky draw items that I've seen in his pictures.
If I remember right, he just gave a lucky draw to Ender once. Yeah. So, wow. Yeah.
You have an extra sitting around. And,
yeah.
You know.
But yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I'm going to Burger King.
I'm sure Jack and Ender were able to bond at some point or another over their Optimus Prime collecting habits.
I have to go to check Target. Pardon me, Walmart one more time to see if I can get Soundwave today. So I'll hit up Burger King on the way back. But yeah, that's cool. So the details on that, I guess that's going on now then. So yeah. And the Impossible Whopper comes out tomorrow. I wonder if I can get an Impossible Whopper in my King Jr. meal.
I don't think you can get a Whopper at all in your King Jr. meal, Brian.
I would ask what an Impossible Whopper is, but this isn't
It's the meatless burger patty, the new kind of meatless burger patty supposed to be like remarkably close to legitimate meat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Burger King's been having them in select test locations for a while, and they're doing a national rollout starting this month.
And you can get like Impossible Burgers from other places. But yeah, like there's a restaurant down the road from me that has it. It's just always so packed. I never go there. But yeah, so I'm going to try the Whopper.
Like in a like major chain capacity, I think this is the widest distribution push for Impossible Patties.
Yeah. Yeah. I think White Castle has one in somebody else, but yeah, Burger King's bigger, much bigger. Okay, so official details and high-res images for new Studio Series figures, Bumblebee, Hot Rod, Soundwave, RC, Chromia, and Alita 1.
Another Bumblebee. Ooh.
Yeah, I was hoping Chris or Rob wrote this article.
It's the one Bumblebee style that you don't have in Studio Series yet.
That's what, the first one?
Because that's the 2007 movie upgrade.
Yeah, and it does look good.
Yeah, it looks okay. I'm not like super excited about more Bumblebees, but
somebody Soundwave, but it's not me for sure.
The Soundwave is the only one I'm excited about.
Kind of like the looks of the World War II Hot Rod, honestly.
Oh, I can tell that's just a remold of the Bumblebee one, and that one is garbage.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's garbage.
That's a shame. I'd kind of like to get those just on their looks, but yeah.
The RC one, the RC pack is kind of interesting because I was like, it's only $20. I might as well just order it. Like, so they're roughly going to be legend sized, I guess.
Well, probably a little smaller than that.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking MicroMaster size.
Well, if you think about the combined mass of a Prime Master and his Pretender shell. It'd be about that much material going into one, and then to make some allowances for having like joints.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, the motorcycle modes are supposed to be in scale with the Autobot cars, so that also should give you like some kind of sense of how big they're going to be comparatively.
Like on Twitter. Yeah. On Twitter, like when the news popped about the Studio Series figures coming out, I made a joke about how Studio Series is a waste of resources that could go toward getting me my 19th deluxe G1 Hound or whatever I said. And I was only half joking.
I mean, if we're going to be that way about it, I wouldn't mind those resources going into getting me like G2 stuff that's never been in generations.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't much or rather like, have that. Euro transitional stuff too.
Much rather have that. But, that's just me. I got to report it because it's semi important.
The Soundwave actually is kind of significant because previously the toy that was available, the Soundwave, was it ended up being basically Asia exclusive. It never came out in the US because the line kind of tanked.
Yeah. And I don't remember if I ever snagged that or not. I think I did.
Somebody posted a picture of it after these reveals happened, and it sure doesn't seem like it aged well.
Yeah, I bet it didn't. So WizKids is producing paintable Transformers. So this is minis. So this is cool to me because they can go along with like tabletop games. And there's just something cathartic about sitting and painting a mini. It's just fun. Which I've done.
Now, would
once.
They come with the paint, or would you have to buy the paint?
You have
separate?
To buy your own paint.
Yeah.
I mean, these are for people that already do this, like for people who already like buy these minis and paint them for games. I mean, that's who this is for.
Okay, I was going to be if like, that the, sounds like a lot of work.
It is.
It is.
If the sculpts end up looking anywhere close to what these renders look like, though, yeah, I know. But if they did, like, these are pretty good cartoon likenesses with some detailing added to make them look, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're nice. Yeah, so I'll pick those up. I'll probably never actually get painted, but, I'll have them. Generation Select C-Cons, first pre-order page on Kartomi Mall with color photos and details.
Yeah, color photos.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They're beautiful.
They really, really do look good. I'm not, you know, super happy with the turtle mode of Snaptrap slash Turtler, but you know, there's only so much you can do on the fifth use of that engineering.
Yeah,
that's gonna make a fun.
Well, I was never really that satisfied with Hunger's Dragon mode either, so yeah. This isn't like, you know, a far cry.
I'm trying to imagine,
but honestly,
it.
You know, I'm getting them to be the overall combiner. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine this as Unicron. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. Do you think Mickey can do it?
No, the conversion's too thorough.
Mm.
And there's probably like rubbing parts. No, we'd have to connect you with other people we know.
Okay.
You know, what's the name of the other one that we're looking at?
Gulf or Scalor, depending Gulf. Which market's names you want to use.
Yeah, if you painted Gulf properly, he would look like a pretty good Alpha Q. He gives me that kind of Alpha Q.
I kind of see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
That's an odd leap to make, but I kind of see where you're coming from.
So the thing is, yes, the pre-orders are up on Takaratomi Mall, but the pre-orders are also available at Hasbro Pulse, and they are only available for pre-order up through the end of August.
They're starting to show up on other retailers too. I got a email from TF Source a while ago. I'm not sure if Big Bad Toy Store has theirs back up or not,
but they will soon, probably. Yeah.
So yeah, these will be readily available.
The pre-order period on Takaratomi Mall also only runs through the end of August. So okay, Hasbro Pulse isn't really cutting off early. But they might be, I think they're a few days earlier than Takaratomi Mall ends, but that's probably just so they can get all the accounting in order.
Yeah. So that's good.
Go ahead. Yeah, $60 and $35, I think.
$64.99,
yes.
Yeah, that's about what I expected.
That's
about standard pricing for Legends figures. Yeah,
it's a little better actually. At least when you can account for markup from a second party.
Mm. Also, when you remember that we'll get them shipped free on Pulse if we have Pulse so it's Premium. Much better.
Yeah.
Or if we order them in one order and they go over $50, because then you just get free shipping either way.
So we have photos. Oh, I forgot about this. Rob, you wrote this article. Siege, Battlemaster, and Micromaster package shots. Direct hit with Power Punch, Singe, and Rung.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. They look pretty good. I mean, there's really not much else to say about them except that I really do want to get Rung. I was not expecting to ever see a toy of that, so that one I'm probably going to go out of my way for if I have to. Also, luckily, going out of your way on like a $6 toy, not too terrible. So,
man, that Wrong art, he looks like he's seen some stuff.
He has.
Yeah.
That's just his glasses.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you should probably think about some different frames.
Yeah.
And of course, Singe is half of Spinister's Target Masters. So,
the other half comes in the Skywarp multipack.
Of course.
Yep. Fortunately, I say fortunately, that's actually the whole reason I ordered that multi-pack initially.
Wow.
Yes, well, with all the other Seekers, though, it basically works out either way because, you know, I'm getting the full set.
Yeah.
So we have Masterpiece Live Convoy up for pre-order.
Guess how much it costs?
20,000 yen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think Big Bad Toy Store has it for $185. I saw that that HLJ had it up. I didn't check their price. I'm waiting for Amazon.
I also heard somebody say AmiAmi had it for like 16,000 yen.
Okay. I'm waiting for Amazon Japan to pull it.
Yeah, just the typical caution with the Amazon Japan thing is be mindful of when the cancellation cutoff is for that and also what the exchange rate is doing, because the exchange rate has been slipping the last week or so. If that trend were to continue, by the time it comes out on Amazon Japan, the comparative pricing may not be so favorable anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll wait for Amazon Japan to get it, and we'll see. So, it looks nice. But you know what? If you want to get, Chris had mentioned that, you're talking about the battle pack, right?
The Phantom Strike with Skywarp.
Yeah. You can get those. You can pre-order those at tfradio.net/Amazon. You can pre-order anything basically there that you want to, more or less. Maybe not Leo Convoy yet, but you can pre-order other stuff. You can buy other stuff. We got that the Deep Space Nine documentary. You could get Don some Cadbury eggs at tfradio.net/MassyAttack. You know, it's how we pay for the show. So tfradio.net/Amazon. You can also buy a shirt at tfradio.net/shirt. And we would appreciate that. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, first up, we have got an image from Flame Toys of their upcoming Furai model Megatron from IDW. Gave a shot of the box and also of the parts trees. Looks about the same level of complexity as the Thundercracker kit I put together, I'd say.
Yeah, they're probably pretty similar.
Yeah, but looks pretty good. I'd love to get a hold of one of those. Not in the cards right now, but eventually I will probably have to get back to that. Also, some out-of-package photos of Cyberverse Spark Armor Cheetor. And this is actually the first time I've looked at them. But.
So the Cheetor figure is actually almost as tall as Siege Deluxe.
Wow, oh, nice.
Which I wasn't really expecting, since the other ones are more like small scouts.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of slim, so they probably had a little bit more leeway to make something taller out of that.
I'm fine with that, though.
Oh, yeah, me too. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I will probably end up getting this sooner-ish rather than later-ish, because this actually does look pretty good, and the battleship coat actually has more articulation than I thought it would, too.
Yeah.
Bicep swivels.
Yeah. And we also have some in-hand photos of the Walmart exclusive Siege Blue Streak, which does look pretty nice.
I need it. I wish it was back up for pre-order.
I'm surprised it hasn't, yeah. But it'll probably be available to order once it actually like releases in October.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Or you'll just have missed out forever.
Okay.
You didn't pre-order it that night?
No.
I wasn't here.
I wasn't there.
Oh, I thought you were lit.
That was the day that we were having to prepare for the baby getting it the next day. Getting her the next day.
Did it sell out that quick?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the only thing I didn't snag.
Well, you should get the toy colored masterpiece just came out. Same thing.
Yeah, that's completely comparable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think mind that Takara is releasing Smokescreen at some point. They may end up releasing Blue Streak too, so that might be another way for you to get another shot at this if Walmart doesn't come through for you.
Mind if I add one more thing that I posted today that I thought was kind of neat?
Yes, go for it.
Okay. I was not up on the screen, so if anybody nodded, I could not see this. But anyway, there's a company called Moo Model that does metal model kits, like the Metal Earth kind of thing, except much more complex. And they just announced a Tarn today, and it's actually kind of impressive. That is going to be a lot of work to make that, but it is really neat looking, and it's also, based on what I could find of some of their previous releases, going to be a fair sight cheaper than the Kuro Karakuri Tarn if anybody is looking for, you know, an official representation of the figure to add to their collection. I was also just laughing because I finally looked at how the thumbnail works out, and it doesn't at all.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
but yeah, it looks really good for a metal model. It looks really neat, so I just wanted to bring it up.
Okay, cool. So hey, you can find us on Twitter at TF Radio. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. We have our YouTube channel again. You can join us in the chat, tfradio.net/live. And all that stuff. This past week, Rob Springer recorded and posted the new episode of Transform Squadron, which is the official podcast of ZoneBase.org. Always a fun show. I think Rob really does a great job with that podcast. I like the vibe he's got going on. You can also follow Rob on Twitter at Rob Springer and find him at ZoneBase.org. John DeLuna, again, is not here. He is at that John D basically everywhere. And Don, who is not here, is on Twitter at HMRC4EVR. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, playwithphotography.com is where I post my photo galleries and other toy photography related things. Tomorrow, relative to when we're recording this. So probably by the time you're listening to the podcast episode, it's already up. There's going to be a small gallery for the Sideswipe upgrade kit from Non-F Productions that I got and then got a replacement for because of the production error. So that'll be posting sometime tomorrow, probably early-ish. And right now, if you are following me on Twitter or Instagram, there is a preview photo up for the Rainmakers set. So that would be Instagram.com/playwithphotography or at playwithphotos on Twitter. If you like the work I do and want to help me to do more of it or just show your support, you can contribute to my Patreon for as little as $2 per month, or you can sign up at the $5 level for the insert name tier. You'll be added to a credits image that goes with every new gallery that posts, and you'll get early access to most of the new galleries that I put up. The gallery tomorrow is going to go live for everyone. It's not going to be a Patreon early access because it's a small one. The Rainmakers, though, that'll be a Patreon gallery because that's going to be a lot more work.
Cool.
You can follow me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. Sometimes I still tweet about Star Trek. Just I kind of been falling out of watching it lately, but I think I'm starting to cycle back into it. So there will probably be some interesting observations there. And of course, there's always my Amazon wish list if you want to, you know, just do a random nice thing for me, like, you know, maybe send me a copy of the What We Left Behind documentary, which is on my wish list at tfradio.net/chrislist.
Very cool. Rob.
I need to add that to mine. tfradio.net/claylist. I am on Twitter at figure viewers and flail throughs. Flail Throughs is also the name of my YouTube channel, where currently I am covering Gundam Battle Operation 2, which is due out in the U.S. any day now. If you want to get a good look at how the game works before it comes out, head on over there. At patreon.com/flailthroughs, you can give me a couple of bucks a month and request specific mobile suits and color combinations and what have you. And... and basically, if you want to see the video work that Chris and I do for T-Formers, go to YouTube and check out T-Formers TV.
Cool. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. Make sure you check out hashtag Get Unicron Made if you're interested in any Unicron tweets that we do. They all go there. What's that?
I'm going to pollute that right now. Lemon party also, it is.
What was the hashtag we were pitching for people's Unicron sales?
Hashtag Unicron sale.
Oh, there you go. That was easy to remember.
I thought it was Get Unicron Made.
Hashtag Unicron sale was my idea for people who are trying to raise funds for Unicron. You know, post to social media with that so people who want to help get Unicron made but aren't necessarily going to afford one themselves might be able to pick something up from you and, you know, help donate to the cause, basically.
Cool. I am going to NJCC, not this, I believe it's next Sunday, and I'm going to have at least half of the table, it sounds like. So, you know, you can come see me there and buy some stuff, because I'm going to put some stuff to try and raise money for Unicron. I think I should make up a sign. Please help me. Please help me pay for Unicron. And you can also see, make sure you check out There Goes My Money, where we talk about Unicron in length. Unicron.com. Kevin was on, and we had some great discussions about the HasLab Unicron and what we think and what's going on. And then you can also see all my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews. And you can like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast.
Cool. Yep. You can follow me on Twitter at @BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.